is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hello. Welcome to Living Naturally with Mikaela. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Mikaela Jones, MD, and I will be your host for the next hour or so. I am a naturopath, energy healer, and medical intuitive, among other things. I'm also certified in nutrition, herbology, aromatherapy, and many other healing modalities. I aim to balance body, mind, emotions, and spirit holistically for optimal health and healing. Today, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. Do you have limiting beliefs? Many people do, but don't even realize that they do. Limiting beliefs can not only keep you from moving forward in life and achieving your dreams, but they can also prevent you from healing and even contributing to physical ailments that you may be feeling. Therefore, it would be a great benefit to explore limiting beliefs, their causes, and how to change or release them. In a little bit, I will do a live session on a wonderful volunteer to show you just one of the methods for dealing with them. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly are limiting beliefs? What do they limit? How does that affect me? Limiting beliefs are conscious or subconscious beliefs that hold you back in some way. They are ideas that limit you, thoughts that keep you from reaching your full potential. These beliefs are often burned deeply into us, down to our core, and they restrict us from blending into who we are truly meant to be. All of us have limiting beliefs. Sometimes these beliefs originate in our childhood, instilled into us by parents or friends. Other times, these beliefs are the result of trauma we experience. Sometimes, though, there is no obvious explanation for where these beliefs come from. Whatever the case, these beliefs are damaging to us. They keep us from achieving our hopes, dreams, and goals. They make us fearful and hesitant. They stop us from taking action. They even affect our relationships with others. If we're going to achieve our true potential, we must destroy the limiting beliefs that are holding us back. We must be set free from the lies and falsehoods that we believe, both about ourselves and about the world. We must learn to see things as they truly are, rather than as we think they are. It was once written, "You begin to fly when you let go of your self-limiting beliefs and allow your mind and aspirations to rise to greater heights." If we truly want to fly in life, to rise to our true potential, to fly to great heights, then we must leave behind the limiting beliefs that hold us back. So, how do we destroy these limiting beliefs, you may be asking? Well, there are different ways to deal with them, and let me tell you about a few. One way is to use affirmations. Affirmations are basically positive statements you repeat over and over to change your mindset. This is a common concept that many people know about and can be put into action at almost any time. Another way is to simply reframe those limiting beliefs into empowering beliefs. For instance, if you are trying to start something new or make a career change later in life, you may have a limiting belief of, "I'm too old to start something new." The phrase, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks," comes to mind. This belief will shut you down and keep you from moving forward and making the change that you want in life. However, reframing that can help you get out of that mindset and even use it to your advantage. A reframe might look something like, my age gives me wisdom. I have more experience than those who are younger. I can avoid mistakes that younger people make. My experience will allow me to get going faster. I am never too old to start something new. Then a new empowering belief might emerge, such as, I am never too old to start something new. I have the experience and wisdom to achieve anything I want, no matter what age I am. Yet another way to deal with these beliefs is the energetic way, which is what I will be showing you today. As I mentioned, sometimes limiting beliefs come from trauma experience. That trauma leaves behind negative energy that keeps resonating with us and holds us back. A great way to deal with negative energy and trauma is energetic release work. There are many energetic release modalities out there. The main release modality that I use for my release work is Emotion Code Body Code. However, I draw information from multiple modalities. I like to say I use whatever is necessary to get the healing my clients need. I am not limited to just one modality. For those who are new to this modality, first I will simply identify the negative energy or vibration, then determine if there are any other information that is needed to release it. Then my volunteer, Jen, and I will work together with the power of intention to release the negative energy causing blockage. Sometimes there may be multiple instances of the same type of energy, particularly during periods of trauma. But once it's released for good. So now, let's bring on Jen. Jen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, great, thank you. So Jen is experiencing abundance blocks, specifically in the financial and income realm. Abundance blocks almost always have limiting beliefs associated with them. Some common limiting beliefs associated with abundance are, I can't have what I want, or money is evil, or some sort of bias against money or wealth that was instilled in childhood. There could also be some beliefs about worthiness or not believing you deserve abundance. So let's see what's there for Jen. All right, so Jen, tell me exactly what are you feeling that is your blocks that you're having, and what is it that you're trying to accomplish?
Well, our ultimate goal is to attract more income so that we can achieve getting our own home. The home that we're in is not necessarily a healthy home for our family. And so we have some goals. We're being limited physically by the amount of income that we can bring in. But also I've had a lot of frustration seeing other individuals, and I find myself comparing myself to them saying, well, I'm just as good as them. Why are they having all this abundance? And then I'm here and I'm struggling. So a lot of frustration with maybe being stuck at a certain point or the perception that I'm just as good as others. So what's keeping me from being able to attract that abundance that they are attracting?
Gotcha. Yeah, there is a lot going on there to unpack, and there's a lot of things just even in your words, because words have energy. Just even in your words, I can feel and see those blocks that are in there. The why me, see, I'm just as good, But so there are some things that are going on there. So let's see if we can remove from you and see if we can get you moving forward. You ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then, for those of you listening, as I mentioned, my main release modality is Emotion Code Body Code, but I do draw from different sources to gain the information that is needed to do the release work. So let's start with, let's see where the priority is to start with you. All right, so the first thing that's coming up is there are some major negative vibrations with you. And those negative vibrations are basically another word for limiting belief. Limiting belief shows up in different forms, including like actual statements and beliefs themselves, but sometimes they can also show up in negative vibrations. So the first one that is coming out for you is a simple statement that says, I don't have abundance. So one of the things that you need to realize, too, with abundance is that if you don't believe you have abundance, you're not going to actually have abundance. And it's kind of a catch-22 there. So let's see what's causing this negative vibration for you about your release to deal with this. All right, so the first thing that's coming up for you is a will to elude. So, you know, will to energies, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes there's it's like a strong desire to do something. Sometimes it also can be like a giving up of one's will. In this case, a will to elude is it's almost an avoidance mechanism. So this is like, you know, avoiding and getting around something or someone or things of that nature. We don't need to know anything else about it, so we can just go ahead and release that. All right, so now there's what is called a sickness memory energy, and the sickness memory energy is basically a reverberation of a sickness. I like to call these the triggers. It's kind of like our brains, our bodies and our brains, you know, our brain's constantly learning. And so when it's sick and it's, you know, and it has these memories of what you felt like during that sickness. So sometimes later on in life, we may be exposed to something or something will trigger, and our brains go, oh, yeah, I remember what I was supposed to do during that time. So it tries to take you back to that place, and you start to feel those same things that you felt before during the original sickness. We don't need to know anything else about that, so we'll just go ahead and release that. So now what is coming up is called a seeking heart energy. And this one is basically what it sounds like. It's when the heart is trying to find that love and that joy that we want to experience in life. And when we don't get that or we are experiencing difficulties, you know, it kind of leaves kind of what I call the hole in the heart, and then we're trying to fill that hole with other things. The seeking heart energy, lots of times it leads to addictive type behaviors like, you know, overeating or drinking more than you should. For some people, it can even be like excessive work or exercise. But sometimes it shows up in just like a lot of negative emotions and beating yourself up. Like, you know, even when you were talking, you were talking about, well, I'm just as good, you know, that kind of thing. So you kind of, you know, start to run yourself down because you're not experiencing that joy that you want in life. So, you know, you start to doubt everything. We don't need to know anything else, though, so we're just going to go ahead and release that. All right, so we're going to move on to the next one that was resolved. All right, so now there's another negative vibration that says, I can't have what I want. Again, you know, these are the kind of things that hold us back. These are these limiting beliefs. If we really believe that we can't have what we want, then subconsciously we do things that kind of hold us back, and we don't actually get what we want and becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy. All right, so now what is coming up is a will to dodge. And again, this is along the same lines of that will to elude energy. It's, again, it's about avoidance. Don't need to know anything else, though, so release that. All All right, another will to elude. Now, this one has something associated with it that we need to know more information in order to release it. So let's see what's going on there. All right, so there's a broadcast message that's going on here that says they don't care. And broadcast messages, they're basically like, I call these piggyback energies, because everyone has their own energy, their own vibe that kind of vibrates outward. And broadcast messages, you know, are these little messages that attach themselves to our own energy. And so they get broadcast out, and other people pick up on them, and it affects our relationships with others and how they interact with us. And sometimes they can vibrate inward as well, and it affects how we feel about ourselves and those kinds of things. So in this case, this broadcast message is a message of they don't care. So you feel like other people just don't care for some reason or another.
I say that a lot.
And since it's – you say that a lot. Yeah, see? But that's all, yeah, exactly. So, but that's all we need to know. So let's go ahead and release that, because you don't need that, right?
Right.
All right, so that one's been resolved. Let's see what else is there. All right, so now we have something that's coming up that's called it's just basically a negative core belief. Give me a minute to figure out what it is. All right, so this one's a negative core belief of being a martyr. And basically, that's like feeling like you have to sacrifice yourself for everyone else. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
All right, so let's see what's going on there. All right, so the first thing actually that's coming up is an inherent trapped emotional energy of shock. And this energy is being inherited from your father. Now, inherited energies, they're basically like energies that are not created by you, but they're created by someone in your family line. And they're so strong that they kind of get passed along. Lots of times these energies can get passed along in your DNA, just like, you know, your eye color or, you know, predisposition to certain types of physical illness and disease, that kind of thing. So just like anything else can get passed along, these energies can also get passed along. In this case, it's an energy of shock. We don't need to know anything else about that, though, so we're just going to go ahead and release that. So. See what else is going on for this negative belief. All right, so now there's a physical trauma that is coming up. So this physical trauma is coming up for you from around age 26. And it is coming up that it was in regards to some sort of illness that you had at that particular time. That is contributing to this whole martyr syndrome, if you will. We don't need to know anything else about it, though, so we're just going to go ahead and release that. Lots of times, though, when our subconscious wants us to know that additional information, it's for a reason, whether it's a lesson that we need to learn so we can let things go, or if you know, if it's part of some repeating pattern that we often do. So this is kind of like a wake-up call to, okay, you need to kind of stop doing that. All All right. So now we have another will to dodge. So there's enough will to dodge. I'm seeing a pattern here, a lot of dodging, a lot of, you know, eluding. So we don't need to know anything else about this one, though, so we'll release that. Now there's another sickness memory energy. Don't need to know anything else, so release that. All right, so now there is a broadcast message that is coming up that says, disrespect me. And there's something else associated with this, so let's see what that is. It's emotional. Another inherited trapped emotion of hopelessness. And this one came from your mother. But it actually originated with your grandfather. So this one goes a couple generations. We don't need to know anything else though, so release that. That seems clear. Let's see what else is going on there. Okay, so now we have what is called a mental energy that's coming up. All right, so this is a mental energy of insignificance that's coming up. And mental energies are not necessarily emotional, they're more of kind of the mental space that we're in. And insignificant is kind of like, you know, feeling small, like you don't matter, that kind of thing. So is that resonating with you right now?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what's going on there. All right, so first up is coming up is a will to decline. And a will to decline is basically a will to say no to something. There's an age associated with this, though. Let's see. This is coming up from age 26 again. So it may be related to the other energies that was being released from that same age. Don't need to know anything else, though, so release that. There was probably something going on for you around age 26, you know, that was, you know, very significant in your life that that pretty much altered or changed the trajectory of your life that is showing up now with, you know, all these limiting beliefs and abundance blocks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now there's a broadcast message that says, don't look at me. And we don't need to know anything else, though, so we're just going to release that. All right, now there's another sickness memory coming up. We don't need to know anything else, so release that. Now there's another seeking heart energy that's coming up. Remember, you can experience these same types of energies over and over again, particularly during periods of trauma. You might see the same thing over and over again, depending on how long you experienced certain conditions. But I don't need to know anything else about this one, though, so I'm just going to go ahead and release that. All right, so now there is another mental energy that's coming up with self-protection. And it's just what it sounds like. You putting up walls and blocks to protect yourself. All right, first thing that's coming up is a physical trauma. There is an age associated with this one. That's age 26 again. Don't need to know anything else, so release that. Another seeking heart energy. And I'm getting along with this one because sometimes, you know, I get like downloads, if you will, with some of the things that are released. And this one is coming up. I'm getting the phrase or feeling of being unloved that's coming up with this one. We don't need to know anything else, though, so I'm just going to release that. All right, so now I have a broadcast message that says, don't trust me, coming up. Now, this one is reverberating inward, though. When I see this one and it's reverberating inward, it has more to do with trusting yourself. Lots of times, what this is coming up is it's you not feeling like you can make proper decisions, because it just seems like every time, you know, you pick a friend, they turn around and do something to you, or you make this other decision and it backfires and things like that. So you kind of start like feeling like you can't trust yourself to make the proper choices, but you feel like every time you do, something happens. Does that resonate at all?
Yeah, it does.
So we don't need to know anything else about that, so we're just going to go ahead and release that. All right, so now what is coming up is a will to seek recognition from others. And, you know, we all want to be acknowledged. And sometimes you just want people to recognize, you know, the things that you do for them, or, you know, the things that you're doing, you know, just, you know, pat me on the back or something and let me know you appreciate what I'm doing for you. So don't need to know anything else, though. So we're just going to go ahead and release that. So now we have another negative vibration that's coming up. Let's see what this one says. Oh, there it is. This one's directly related to abundance. You have a negative vibration that says money is evil. Many times, many people are taught early in life that, you know, people with money do bad things, or, you know, the root of, you hear the phrase, the root of all evil is money and all that kind of stuff. So we grew up thinking that, you know, money is a bad thing, and that kind of stayed with us. It becomes part of who we are. We believe that money is a bad thing. And even though, you know, we want to have that abundance and we want to be able to achieve the things we want and buy the things we want, and everything, we know that we need money to do that, but then somewhere down deep, we think money's evil. So then it's like, okay, well, you know, I really need this money in order to, you know, okay, so I need this money to buy the house, and, you know, I need more than what I have, but money's evil, so I can't, you know, so it just kind of goes back and forth and back and forth. So let's see if we can figure out what the root of this is and get rid of it for you. Okay. This makes perfect sense. All right. So what is coming up first is the root of this is an inherited trapped emotion of pride. And it's coming from your father, but it did not originate with him. It originated with your grandfather. So, you know, if we think back, you know, previous generations, you know, particularly with our male ancestors in particular, when, you know, they're supposed to be like the breadwinners of the family and all that kind of stuff, there's a certain amount of pride that kind of goes along with it. And, you know, if something happens and they're unable to, you know, to provide for their family, it creates, you know, this huge negative energy that's associated with it. And in this case, it just kind of got passed along. We don't need to know anything else about it, though, so we're just going to go ahead and release that. All right, so now there's another inherited trapped emotional energy of shock. And this one actually came from your mother, and it did originate with her. We don't need to know anything else about it, though, so we're just going to release that. So there's another will to decline. Don't need to know anything else, so release that. Another sickness memory energy. Don't need to know anything else, so release that. So now there's another negative vibration that says, I hate money. All right, first up is a seeking heart energy again. Don't need to know anything else, so release that. Another seeking heart energy. We need to know a bit more about this one, so let's see what's there. First, there's a sickness memory energy that's associated with it. We don't need to know anything else, so release that. There's something else associated with this one. Let's see. All right, so there is a despair anchor that says, this is too much. A despair anchor is basically what it sounds like. It is an anchor. It's usually some sort of negative statement or idea that is in our subconscious that kind of anchors us in place. It keeps us from moving forward, and it stumps us, you know, keeps us stuck, if you will. We don't need to know anything else about it, so we'll release that. See what else is going on with this negative vibration. All right, so now there is a will to interrupt. And will to interrupt is basically a desire to stop something from happening or, you know, basically interrupt the process of something. Don't need to know anything else, though, so release that. All right, so now there is another negative vibration that says people who are wealthy are bad. So you can see how if you have that, if, you know, you're trying to create your own wealth and you have this underlying limiting belief of, you know, people who are wealthy or bad, it kind of feeds into this, well, if I obtain more wealth, then I'm going to be bad. And inherently, we don't want to be bad. So we're kind of working against ourselves. right. First step that's coming up is a physical trauma. Again, we don't need to know anything else, so release that. Now there is a sickness memory energy. We don't need to know anything else, so release that. So now what is coming up, it's called a physical emotional shock. And basically this is when we experience something that is so shocking emotionally that it causes an extreme stress on the physical body. So, you know, basically if you think of somebody who gets bad news and they faint or something like that, that's a physical emotional shock. Basically it's so shocking emotionally to us that it stresses out our body physically. We don't need to know anything else about this, though, so I'm just going to release that. Lots of the times when I have these kinds of things show up, you might have something that comes to mind that is showing you what created this emotion, this shock, if you will. So just kind of be aware of that. You don't ever have to, like, you know, explain anything to me or tell me what shows up or anything like that. Just like you to be aware of it, because as you're processing, things might come up.
Yeah, I did have something specifically come up in my mind.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let's see what else is going on there. All right. So, will to interrupt again. Again, that's that, you know, wanting to stop something from happening. Interrupt the process, if you will. Don't need to know anything else, though, so release that. Okay, so now there is another negative vibration. This is wealth destroys people. Let's see what's contributing to that. So this one's a very interesting one when it comes up. And for each person, it comes up a different way. And it's a no will to love the divine. I see this one a lot when there's a lot of questioning. It's like, you know, just like when you were talking, when we were starting, you're like, you know, well, I'm a good person. You know, why are they, you know, getting full, you know, being able to build what they want, and I can't, you know. So you start to question, and it's like, you know, what's wrong with me, you know? So you kind of go into this spiral of, you know, not believing in the goodness and, you know, and loving, you know, loving the divine in that nature. So we don't need to know anything else about it, though. So we're just going to go ahead and release that. Again, that one shows up different ways for different people, so only you know which way it shows up for you. But, you know, like I said, I generally see that one when there's a lot of questioning, you know, why things are happening to me or why can't I, you know, get the things that I want, you know, don't you love me, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now what we have come up, it's called an inherited emotional compound. So basically it's an emotional compound that is inherited. And an emotional compound is very similar to like a basic trapped emotion, except it contains more than one emotion. So rather than, you know, for instance, if you think of emotions as colors, so rather than releasing a yellow or red, the emotional compound is an orange because it comprises both the yellow and the red. But in order to release the orange, you have to identify the yellow and the red. So in this case, there are two emotions that are in this compound. The first one is shock. The second one is unworthy. And it was inherited from your father. Did not originate with him, though. It originated with your grandfather. But that's all we need to know about it, so we're going to release that because we don't need that anymore. Let's see what else is there. One has a very interesting nuance to it. It's a will to sneak. And actually, more specifically, the nuance to it is more like tiptoeing around someone or something. And there's something else associated with this one, so you're probably going to have pictures coming into your head. So let's see what's there. It's an emotional reverberation of shock. Now, an emotional reverberation is more like an open, trapped emotion, rather than being a ball of energy that's, you know, kind of localized within itself. The emotional reverberation is more of an open-ended. So it reverberates out. If you think of it as more of like a resonance, like a bell, if you ring the bell, when you first ring it, you hear it, but eventually it gets lower and lower and lower and lower, and you don't hear it anymore. But if you touch it, you can still feel the vibration on it. So it's still vibrating, although you can't hear it. So, and the body is still vibrating, so everything you're feeling has this undercurrent of that reverberation. That's all we need to know about this one now, so we're going to release that. So now there is what's coming up. It's called a will to be controlled. And this one is coming up, but it's more about self-control. And in your case, you know, again, this is another one of those ones that show up different ways for different people. And this one's more, for you, it's coming up that it's more about body autonomy and being able to have control over yourself rather than other people controlling you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it actually does.
Okay. All right. I just work here, so. All right. Don't need to do anything else, so we're going to release that. All right. All right, so now there is yet another negative vibration that's coming up that's basically saying it's not safe to be wealthy. So let's see what's going on there. All right, first up is a sickness memory energy. We don't need to know anything else about it, so we're just going to release that. Another sickness memory energy. You don't need to do anything else, so release that. Another sickness memory energy. Don't need to know anything else. Those are those boomerangs. It's trying to take you back to that place. Our brains think that they're smarter than us. So it's trying to shortcut. All right, so now what has come up is actually an absorbed emotional compound. So this is just like the emotional compound that we just released that was inherited, except in this case it's absorbed. So again, this one was not created by you, but you absorbed it. And unlike an inherited one, which gets passed along in our DNA, absorbed can come from, you know, anyone else. Generally, though, absorbed emotions and absorbed energies will generally come from people that we're close to, because those are the ones that we're going to be most open to and most empathetic to. So this particular one has three emotions in it. So let's see what they are. The first one is shock. The second one is unworthy. And the third one is worthless. All right, so Jen, I am getting, again, sometimes I get these downloads when I'm working, and I'm actually getting that you absorbed this one from your husband.
Yeah, I was feeling that also.
Yeah. We don't need to know anything else about it, though, so we're just going to release that. Jen, I'm now getting basically a feeling of you feeling like you you fear making more than your husband because you fear what it might do to your relationship. Does that sound accurate? That's the feeling I'm getting. This isn't a statement. It's just a feeling I'm getting.
Yeah, that aligns with some discussions we've had and some thoughts I've had, yeah.
Okay. Again, I just work here, so. All right, so first up is the sickness memory energy. We don't need to know anything else, so release that. Now there's another seeking heart energy. That one's all about love and joy. Don't need to know anything else to release that. Another sickness memory energy. Don't need to know anything else. Release that. Another sickness memory energy. Don't need to know anything else. Release that. All right. So, Jen, that is actually all you're going to release today, which actually was a pretty good amount. You know, as you can see, there were a lot of negative vibrations that were directly related to money and wealth and abundance and those kinds of things, a lot of core stuff, a lot of, you know, false beliefs. And, you know, there's also some fear that is in there as well. So how is it all feeling for you at this time?
A lot of it makes sense, even some things that I've tried to tell myself mentally, but hearing you bring it up helps me realize why I've been like, oh, yeah, that's obvious. Obviously, it's not obvious to all of me because I still had those core beliefs or something within me saying that. So there wasn't anything that didn't make sense to me. I would say I was aligned with all of that, and I think it answers some questions too. I want to think more on the event around 26. I think I have an idea of that, but obviously there was a lot of things around that age.
Right. Yeah. Well, too, when I found too that with women in particular, when there's issues with abundance and wealth, a lot of it goes back to the way we were raised with traditional values in households, where the man makes all the money and needs to provide around the family, and the women are supposed to stay home and take care of the house and children and that kind of thing. And, you know, that's, you know, these days, you know, we can't really do that because we, you know, most households need, you know, a working, you know, both spouses working. And so, but we as women get trapped and caught in the, you know, I can't make money, or I can't make more money than my husband, or, you know, any of those limiting belief patterns as women being secondary or not, or being inferior to what men can make and what they can do. And so, and a lot of that is instilled in us from childhood. And it takes a lot sometimes to overcome that, you know, but awareness is the first step to being able to do that. So I hope that I have given you some awareness and created some clarity for you that can help you release all that stuff that's holding you back so you can, you know, achieve what it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. And just some quick background. In our family, my husband was a primary breadwinner for about 15 years, and now our roles are flip-flop, where I'm the primary breadwinner, and he's actually taking care of the family. So I can definitely see a lot of what you brought up stemming from that kind of reverse role and acknowledging that that's not the way society necessarily sees it as the norm, but for us it works very well. But if I don't truly embrace that, then we can't grow past it either.
Exactly. This is all about, you know, owning yourself, owning your own power, and stepping into it and doing what, you know, you want to do and what you need to do. And you have to leave all of that limiting stuff behind in order to get there. You're more than capable, and you can do this.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Alrighty. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate your gift, and it's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining me today, Jen. So I think that is about all of our time for this particular show. So is there anything else that we need to do?
No, this is great. This gives me a great direction to go in, and I appreciate it so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you for joining me on today's show. Again, I am Mikaela, and this is Living Naturally with Mikaela. I hope that you will join me again sometime, and have a beautifully awesome day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.